was fun to have this fill-in. My hour is gone, so I want to thank CKDU for letting me live on air. Next, you will have Youth Now from 5:30 until 7. It's an open panel for youth at risk to help foster growth and understanding, organized and facilitated by Sobas Benjamin. Yeah, I hope you liked my show, and I'll try to get another fill-in maybe tomorrow between 6 and 7 p.m. Yeah, the last song is a German rap song by Swiss, Das Mädchen von Irgendwoher. Swiss is one of my favorite German underground rappers. And I hope you enjoyed my show, and I hope to see you soon. Take care.
Am Fenster ganz allein auf dem Sims. Ich schreib das Lied und weiß nicht wirklich, ob du weißt, wer ich bin. Ich bin der Mann, der keine Liebe fand und alles verlor. Der Mann, der krank ist in seinem Kopf, hat nochmal alles von vorn. Ich wuchs auf in der Stadt, die mich fickt mit ihrem Hass. Mit all den Leuten, die nur nett sind, wenn du irgendwas hast. Bevor ich merkte, was passiert, wurde ich genauso wie sie. So kalt, oberflächlich, abgebrüht, genauso wie sie. Ich lernte Frauen kennen, fickte rum, tickte Ort, schlug mich auf. Ich war nicht dumm, ich hatte immer schon den klugen Kopf. Irgendwann merkte ich dann, wie einsam ich war. Als das Schicksal mich mal fickte, war dann keiner mehr da. Ich war tablettensüchtig, krank im Kopf, alle sind sie abgehauen. Nachts in meinen Träumen sah ich dich vor diesem Apfelbaum. Ganz allein, so wie ich, hast du dir dein Haar gebürstet. Ich wollte sterben, doch ich wusste, dass du warst. Du bist das Mädchen von irgendwoher, aus irgendeiner Stadt, irgendwo ganz weit, weit weg. Hier spricht ein Mann, zwischen uns liegen Meere, Hügel und Schott. Ich glaub, es klingt ein bisschen kitschig, doch ich spüre dein Puls. Du bist das Mädchen von irgendwo ganz weit, weit weg. Hier spricht ein Mann, zwischen uns liegen Meere, Hügel und Schott. Ich glaub, es klingt ein bisschen kitschig, doch ich spüre dein Puls. Ich seh dir zu, ich weiß sofort, du bist genau gepolt, wie ich es bin. Die Frau, der materielle Dinge nicht so wichtig sind. Liebe zählt, Familie zählt, Geld ist für dich Nebensache. Du kannst mir das zeigen, wie man liebt, weil ich doch jeden hasse. Ich bin schon lang verloren, ich glaub, es wurde mir angeboren. Eines Tages sehen wir uns, dann fangen wir nochmal an von vorn. Vor dir muss ich nicht tun, als wenn ich jemand anders bin. Wir passen gut zusammen, weil wir so anders sind. Deine Freunde, deine Sorgen sagst du ihnen nicht. Es gibt nur einen, der dich versteht und du wartest auf mich. Auf diesen Tag, an dem ich komme, in diese Stadt, in der du lebst, an dem du alle deine Sachen packst und einfach mit mir gehst. In diese weite Welt, scheiß auf Geld, du bist das echte Leben. Du gibst mir die Ruhe in meinem Kopf, die mir Tabletten geben. Ich schmeiß sie weg auf unseren Flug nach Hawaii. Ich brauch jetzt nichts mehr auf der Welt, Hauptsache du bist dabei. Du bist das Mädchen von irgendwoher, aus irgendeiner Stadt, irgendwo ganz weit, weit weg. Hier spricht ein Mann, zwischen uns liegen Meere, Hügel und Schott. Ich glaub, es klingt ein bisschen kitschig, doch ich spüre dein Puls. Du bist das Mädchen von irgendwoher, aus irgendeiner Stadt, irgendwo ganz weit, weit weg. Hier spricht ein Mann, zwischen uns liegen Meere, Hügel und Schott. Ich glaub, es klingt ein bisschen kitschig, doch ich spüre dein Puls. Solange die Erde ihre Kreise zieht im Weltall da draußen, kann ich nichts machen, außer diesen Weg hier selber zu laufen. Meine Jugend zieht vorbei, jetzt kommt die Regenzeit. Ich schau mein Leben an und frag mich, soll's das wirklich schon gewesen sein? Mit 24 Kopf gefickt und niemand, der im Zug hört. Ich träum, du streichelst mich und sagst, dass alles gut wird. Ich wach auf, ich spür dich, deine Haut, dein Gesicht, dein Atem, wie er mich kitzelt. Im Nacken hörst du mich, plötzlich bist du weg, mein Bett ist nass vor meinem Schweiß. Ich leb nur noch, weil ich dein Puls fühl, ich will, dass du das weißt. Ich hab ein Panzer um meinen Körper aus Glas. Ich kann nicht zeigen, wie ich bin, weil du hier stirbst, wenn du's machst. Sie warten alle drauf, alle bis auf dich, ich muss hier raus, verdammt. Ich brauch nicht viel, ich denk an dich und mich, ein Haus am Strand. Einsamkeit, nur wir zwei, um uns nur das Meer und Sand. In deinen Armen liegend will ich einmal sterben. Du bist das Mädchen von irgendwoher, aus irgendeiner Stadt, irgendwo ganz weit, weit weg. Hier spricht ein Mann, zwischen uns liegen Meere, Hügel und Schott. Ich glaub, es klingt ein bisschen kitschig, doch ich spüre dein Puls. Du bist das Mädchen von irgendwoher, aus irgendeiner Stadt, irgendwo ganz weit, weit weg. Hier spricht ein Mann, zwischen uns liegen Meere, Hügel und Schott. Ich glaub, es klingt ein bisschen kitschig, doch ich spüre dein Puls.
Yes, yes, good evening. It is Monday, August 10th, Youth Now Radio. So we're about to hit you with the first track of this evening, and we'll be back to chat with you shortly.
In the blanket at the banquet and started to spank it. Came to the bank with a tank, fired a blank at the clerk and handcuffed the ankles and saved the tanker. But I ain't take nothing. Every bullet came from the same gun, just from different angles. Cause I was picking strange places to aim from.
Man, I bet you 50 bucks you walked up out the window, shady. Sight, no bread, fucked up in the head. Shot my girl and my sister cause I caught him in bed. I'm a crazy motherfucker, might shoot me a fed. Or I just might start a fist fight instead. See, far as the dough go, I go loco. See me pumping gas at your local Sunoco. Stuck off the hydro, mixed with cocoa. Jump turnstiles, then run for popo. Life stinks, we don't give a fuck, son, we crazy. Tear up the clubs and do drugs, we crazy. Fuck wild hoes and bust slugs, we crazy. Man, rapper is crazy. Slim Shady is
crazy.
Life stinks, we don't give a fuck, son, we crazy. Tear up the clubs and do drugs, we crazy. Fuck wild hoes and bust slugs, we crazy. Man, rapper is crazy. Slim Shady is
crazy.
Yo, yo, I wish I'd been aborted. My pockets got a shortage. Everything I wore on the floor, so I can't afford it. I'm trying to sell her own, my pop's trying to snort it. My daughter's babysitter is about to be deported. I'm mad cause I still stand in line for clubs. Mad cause my Rottweiler still shits on the rug. Feeling kinda crazy now, I just might flip out. Slim Shady gave me shrooms and I might trip out. Like,
Oh, yo,
fuck that, Slim, keep that for yourself. You a crazy white dude and you need some help. Word.
I got a beautiful wife, kids, and a gorgeous home. What would make me jump in the tub with a cordless phone? I'm straight vicious, I hit you with plates and dishes. Leave you hate stitches. When I'm gay, cause I hate bitches. Blood, don't be nice to me. I've had it with girls, and I'll still be mad at the world, even if it apologized to me. Sorry, you're hearing the last thoughts of a man about to blow his fucking brains out. Fall back in a bloodstained blouse on top of his spouse, spread out on a bloodstained couch in front of his kids that he just killed in the same house. I'm sicker than Boy George, picturing Michael Jackson in little boys' drawers, shopping in toy stores. Shady said it's Shady Minute, I stayed a minute. I throw a stroller at you with a baby in it. Go ahead, pull the plug, think I won't smack you. I just dropped a fucking pill, mom, don't back you.
We don't give a fuck, son, we crazy. Tear up the gloves and do drugs, we crazy. Fuck wild hoes and bust slugs, we crazy. My rapper is crazy, Slim Shady is
crazy.
Life stinks, we don't give a fuck, son, we crazy. Tear up the gloves and do drugs, we crazy. Fuck wild hoes and bust slugs, we crazy. My rapper is crazy, Slim Shady is
crazy.
Yes, hey, we are now back. That was Stir Crazy by the Mad Rapper and Eminem. One of my favorite songs, so I figured I'd start show off with it, get everyone in a good mood. What do you think about that song, Glenn?
Actually, that song took me back. I can't remember the last time I heard that. What album was that off of?
The Mad Rapper. What's the album called, Marsh?
I don't think the mic's on over there. One second.
Stay on.
I can hear them, but I can't hear them.
I can't even hear them.
Not yet. That just took off.
Though. That's it. That's.
Alright, do you want to go into a song?
Hello?
Oh, we're on. Yeah. Awesome.
That's Becky. Becky's like answering the telephone. Hello, is anybody there? It's
Turn
me, Becky.
Mic,
so, Marsh, what's the name of the track? I mean, the name of the album?
The name of the album is called Tell 'em Why You're Mad. Tell 'em Why You're Mad. The Mad Rapper, Tell 'em Why You're Mad. So, that's the name of the album.
And what year was that? That was like...
99, maybe, 2000?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. Classic track, man. That track is just, you know, it was one of Eminem's first tracks, like when he was first coming out, you know.
Yeah, you can tell.
It's funny, right? You know,
he was fresh like a baby's bottom.
Yeah, I find his voice was a different. It was sounds more like a high pitchy chipper.
He was fresh like a baby's bottom.
I actually have the song where you notice a big voice change. It's on the Funkmaster Flex Tunnel album. There's a big difference between his voice. Then
that's the case I get locked up tonight. That's the one you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, remember how his voice got deep on
yeah.
that song?
That was adolescence. See, adolescence would do that.
Wasn't adolescence? He was old. Like he was.
I'm talking about in rap years.
Oh, okay, all right. In rap years, all right. Because I gotta say, don't get a twist. Eminem got some age on him.
Yeah, he's like
36. He's like 36. I was just gonna
wow.
say that. So
no
he would have been in his mid 20s then.
What an old man.
He's 36 now.
Yeah.
What?
Like 36 is old. Yeah, is 36 crazy. Old?
No, but
Madonna's like 50.
Yeah. Madonna's she can like, reinvent herself every couple of years.
Madonna's like 50 and she looks like 50.
I gotta reinvent myself.
What are you gonna be reinvent yourself into?
A chameleon.
A what?
A chameleon.
A chameleon, huh?
Yeah. A transformer.
I'd want to be a shapeshifter if I could be anything. That'd be cool.
AKA a transformer.
Well, no. I got asked that question quite recently, actually. If I could come back as any animal or thing, what would I want to come back as? And guess what I said I'd want to come back as?
What was that?
Yes.
A dreadlock.
No.
A dreadlock.
yeah, one single long, big black dreadlock.
A cheetah.
Walking. No.
Let me think.
I sure, because they like running, right?
Did you say a chimp?
A chimp? No.
A dolphin.
No. That's pretty close, though.
Oh. A shark? A whale?
Yes.
Shark? A shark?
A shark.
Why a shark?
Trying to get revenge.
Well, this is it, right? You know? No one messes with a shark. Well, people do mess with sharks, but they kind of, you know,
some
at your own
eat
risk.
Sharks.
Like, at your own risk.
Yeah, that's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? At your own risk. Can you guys tell I'm excited to be here?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you haven't been here in a while.
Yeah, it's been about three, four months.
Yeah. Is it 3 months?
No, it might have been a full decade, man.
Seriously, man.
I remember 4 years.
I remember being in high school last time. So Bez was at the station, man.
Grade 11.
I miss you all. It's good to be back home, man. I won't even lie to you.
We missed you too.
You want to tell the viewers where you've been hiding?
At the viewers, you see, tunnels? Casey knows my soft spot. Eh? You want to tell the viewers where we've been? Yeah, I'll tell the viewers where I've been. I was at Ross Creek, the Ross Creek Center for the Arts. Big shout out to all the people out there. Roxy Peterson, Julie Glazer, Ken and Chris, and all of the young people out there that I met through the Film Academy. Yeah, so it was about a good two... spent a good 2 weeks out there, and that's why I haven't been on the show, but it's been it was a great 2 weeks. We did a film. The young people did a film.
Which was great.
Yeah, Marsh was out there, saw the film. And we did it with the cast of some of the cast from Rockbound, the theater performance out there. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. Sobaz, this is Sobaz, by the way, for our viewers out there, just in case you're wondering who this voice belongs to, the shark.
So there's the shark. I like that. That's a new
like
one.
That's the new one. That's the new one.
Like shark.
That. What's up, everybody? This is Marshall, aka the Champ, aka Lash. I had a real good weekend last week. I spent a couple of the days out there at Ross Creek with Sobez. It was a lot of fun watching these young people just create some beautiful art. Like, there was visual art, lots of nice paintings that they did. There was dance. There was almost similar to a theater piece, I would say a short theater piece. There was improv. There was the film that Sobez's group, the Film Academy, created. And I mean, I wish everybody could have saw it. If I would have been on my P's and Q's, I would have took my video camera and taped it. It was that good, just so everyone could see it. Cause
ain't that bootlegging?
I don't think there's no commercial use of anything that's gonna happen. So I don't think it would have been considered bootlegging.
It would be to share with you fellas. And ladies.
Yeah. It'd still be bootlegging, though.
It'd be bootlegging?
No, it's not bootlegging. Nobody taped it. So, I can't say nobody taped it. I didn't see anybody tape it, so I'm not sure.
It would be the bootleg version, then, in truth.
Okay. So, all shaking.
But I didn't. If you
anything,
missed it,
anything
you
that's
missed
not
it.
Authentic and original is AKA the bootleg.
No, but it would have been authentic because I would have been the only one taping it. Therefore, I would have been official videographer.
That's right. And the Ross Creek Art Center.
And then I would have told him, look, I'm showing this to everybody down home and making sure that anybody who has teens age 14 to 18 tries to enroll them up here next year for some of the summer programs you got going on. And so that the people can see the beautiful work that's created by these people. You know, I mean, because all these young people, I mean, their parents should be proud and everybody associated with them should be proud of the work they did up at Ross Creek.
Commercial.
Yeah, no kidding. The check is in the mail.
All right. What up? It's Glenn.
AKA the Ghost.
Ghost, AKA, what was it?
AKA Superman.
Superman, AKA, I have a new one, Sobez.
What was it?
The Latin Teddy Ruxpin.
What?
Teddy, yeah. You see, people don't know who Teddy Ruxpin is. You don't know who Teddy Ruxpin is.
Man, I had one.
Becky, that's all right. Becky's
like, what?
You gotta remember, man. Teddy Ruxpin might have been off the air by the time Becky was old enough to remember.
Teddy Ruxpin?
No, I'd never heard.
Break it down,
You've
Casey.
Never heard of Teddy Ruxpin?
No.
Oh, man.
Fill me in.
Well, where do I start?
For the uneducated, the Adventures of Teddy Ruxpin was syndicated on MITV.
Yeah, I'm younger than all you guys remember.
From 1987 to...
I believe, 1993.
Oh my goodness, this guy's and a walking stick.
Yeah, I would have been a toddler.
I'm making all this up as I go along.
It might
be accurate, but anyway, there were three main characters. There was Teddy Ruxpin, Grubby, who was the insect, and he was called Octopede, and then there was a human, and I forget his name. I think it was Gizmo or Gadget or something like that.
I want to pose out first question out to the viewers, 494-2487.
Mm-hmm. Who were the characters Teddy Ruxpin?
If you can remind us and enlighten everyone else who's listening about Teddy Ruxpin and the characters, please give us a call.
And tell us your favorite Teddy Ruxpin
or moment.
Yes.
Or memorabilia.
My personal favorite one was when Teddy Ruxpin got ran over by the lawnmower and lost one of his... No, I'm only kidding.
I'd say that didn't happen, man.
Lisa, wasn't it like two cartoons? Like, one was animated differently than the other at the same time? Like, wasn't it like a straight-up cartoon? But then wasn't it like something like of a sitcom, almost like an elf thing also of Teddy Ruxpin?
No, you're thinking of Punky Brewster, brother.
You sure, man?
Yes, man. Punky Brewster had the real one and the cartoon.
Yes, it's true. The young people on Youth Now Radio spent all of their days and nights watching television.
No, man, Saturday mornings.
Seriously, back when Saturday mornings didn't suck.
Yeah, this is all Saturday mornings.
No, seriously.
Brewster, Teddy Ruxpin, Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
What else we got here? Transformers, all that. That's all Saturday.
Okay, I'm going to bring you guys back.
I never watched any of those shows.
How about this one? He-Man.
Everyone remembers He-Man and She-Ra by the power of Grayskull, man.
Thing is, who was I talking to? I said the power of Grayskull the other day. But it was like, what? I was like, man, you don't remember the power of Grayskull?
Yeah, by the power of Grayskull. Man. You know,
who remembers how He-Man was on She-Ra sometimes, but She-Ra was never on He-Man?
Yeah, on the show. I do remember that.
Yeah, we know you're talking about the show. What else could you possibly be talking about?
Yo, what else? Yo, remember My Little Pony, man? And
My
Voltron?
Little Pony.
Yeah, My
and
Little
Voltron.
Pony.
Remember the GoBots copied off Transformers?
Yes.
So this is the Youth Now.
And remember
kids
how the Power Rangers copied off the Power Cats?
Oh, man, did we mention the Gummy Bears, man?
The Gummy Bears.
Yo, I got the first and the second season of that at
the
home.
Smurfs, man.
The Smurfs. The Smurfs. See, that's what I was waiting for. The classic Smurfs.
Oh, yeah, the Smurfs.
Yes. Now what shows did you watch, Becky? Becky's just looking at us like you're
straight there. Yeah, she don't know what we're talking about.
So what shows did you watch?
What shows did I watch when I was little? I remember watching shows like Recess, Bump in the Night,
Goosebumps.
Let me think. Goosebumps and Are You Afraid of the Dark? I love
that
those.
That scared me though.
What other was Freaky Stories? Do you remember Freaky Stories?
Nope.
It had like the cockroach. Anyway, I liked Freaky
30.
Stories.
You were 30, yeah.
Shows like Pepper Ann and Doug.
You know you watched Reboot.
Oh yeah, I did watch Reboot. That's I did watch Reboot.
Pepper Ann.
Yeah, Pepper Ann.
And Doug. I remember that too.
What else?
Did you watch The Winx Club?
Pippi Longstockings, is that?
Yeah, that's stuff. My kids watch that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Telling you, man, Saturday mornings ain't been the same, man.
Shout out to the Care Bears.
Shout out to the
Astro Boy.
I like the Care Bears.
Astro Boy.
It hasn't been the same since Popeye, in my opinion, you know?
Popeye.
Bernstein
Astro
Bears.
Boy, man.
He was the man.
He was indeed the man. But anyway, who else?
Bananas and Pajamas.
Inspector Gadget.
We can go on all day.
We gotta break Barbie it down. And the Rockstars or whatever. Or
we gotta break it down. Gem and the Rockstars,
yes,
man.
Gem and the Rockstars.
I'm telling you, we can go all day, man. But we gotta keep it straight though, because Inspector Gadget and Transformers came on in the morning before school.
Astro Boy,
Astro Boy. Those all came on in the morning before school.
Okay, yo. Okay, who remembers Mutant League?
Mutant League was the best show.
We're gonna call her.
I wanna know who.
Okay, yes, let's get this caller on the air.
Let's hear what they were listening to on Saturday morning. Yeah, they're like, I was reading, you know,
hold on,
War and Peace when I was
hello
on my Saturday mornings.
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
Whoa.
Hi.
That sounds like somebody I know. Is that Taya?
Yeah.
Ah ha ha ha. Hello, Taya.
Hi. Hi, Taya.
Hey.
Hi, Taya.
What did you want to share?
When I used to watch my television shows.
Wow.
What television shows did you watch?
Teletubbies and Sesame Street.
I like Sesame Street.
Shout out to Sesame Street.
Yeah, Sesame Street. We slept on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, I love that show too.
Oscar the Grouch.
And what else did you say, Taya?
Barney.
Barney and Friends.
Oh, I used to
what
love Barney.
What was this? How'd the song go, man? At the end.
Oh, that's not it. I don't even
the song at the end of Barney, man. Who remembers the song?
How did it go? Taya, can you help me out here?
No. It won't have me singing it on it.
Is it the one that's like, I love you,
yeah,
you
love
me,
we're a happy family.
Alright, do you remember that, Taya? Oh, we were singing I love you, you love me, we're a happy family. That's the Barney song, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a really happy.
Yeah.
Kiss from me to you, I think.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thanks for calling in and sharing your favorite Saturday TV shows.
Pardon me?
I said thanks for calling in. All right, you take care. I'll see you when I get home.
Yeah, bye. Love you.
Love you too.
Well, what about lamb chops play along, guys?
I was just about to say lamb chops, man.
Oh, man, I love lamb chops.
Well, the song never ends.
Yeah, no,
this conversation might never end.
I know.
Exactly. People are pulling out their hair right now saying, no, let's move on. Who else is here? Oh, Case, you didn't chime in.
Neither did Becky.
Neither did Becky. Oh.
Yeah, okay. Becky, go ahead.
What's up, Halifax? It's Becky. I haven't been here for a few weeks, but it's good to be back.
Ooh. It's good to have you.
Where were you, Becky?
I went away to Edmonton.
Why were you in Edmonton, Becky?
Why were you in Edmonton, Casey?
I already went over all this.
Yeah.
When did you explain it on air?
Yeah.
Where was I?
You were in Ross Cook.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. And I was sleeping, so I didn't know.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'd like at some point today to go over that again. I want to find out. I'd like to ask you guys questions about Edmonton and stuff.
Yeah, okay. How about we'll come back to Edmonton?
Yeah, can we come back to that later on in the show?
Definitely.
All right.
Guess who just walked in?
Who's that?
Mr. Tulaney.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Tulaney.
Hollow in the building.
Mr. Chris Tulaney is in the house.
All the Tulaney stand up. A Tulaney stand up. What up?
How you doing, Chris? Chris is getting himself set up, so we want to, you know, let give him some space to get himself set up. Oh, he's like, I'm set. I'm ready to go. He's like, grab the mic.
Metal up.
All right. What's up?
Apollo is in the house.
Apollo rap right now.
Not right now. Save it for the cipher. But, sorry I'm late. You know, I was just busy putting together the Lebanese food I brought in.
You bought some food today?
Yeah. I said I'd do it.
It's the 10th.
Shout out to food, man. How about a round of applause for that?
Yes. I know all our viewers at home right now, you're drooling, but guess what? You're going to get none. But you can get some if you come down to the show. No, maybe if you call in.
No.
Are we not sharing?
No, we ain't sharing.
Like that. Sorry. Okay. Got to have one of the youth now tattooed.
Yeah, you got to know the password.
Yeah. And since we don't know the password, you don't know it either.
Know the password.
But anyway, Becky was chiming in before Mr. Tulaney grabbed the mic.
Oh, yeah. I was saying that I've been to Edmonton for the Global Youth Assembly's Ignite Change Now conference, which was very interesting. I enjoyed it very much. I enjoyed just everything about being out there. I didn't want to come back. And let's see, what else was I doing? Oh, I started doing parkour at the Friendship Center. Have you guys heard of parkour?
No.
Anyway, parkour is kind of like...
is that like a coffee or something?
No, it's kind of like a free running.
Free running.
Yeah, that's what some people recognize. It's kind of like running, like it's like in an urban environment, like running and balancing on things and jumping from like
jumping over
ledge to ledge and stuff. Yeah,
I've seen that.
That type of stuff. So
you're doing that?
I just started doing that last week. And
Do you know Andrew Abraham? Them guys from Leave Out Violence?
Like, oh, yeah.
I've seen them. They actually have a video of people doing that.
Yeah, and Glenn Knockwood is the person that's teaching me. And a few other people at the Friendship Center, a few other youth. And, so started doing that. Went rock climbing the other day. And that was fun. I went with Kipu. So
what up to Kipu?
Yeah.
Shout out to Kipu Friendship. Yeah, what's the correct title?
Love Kipu. What?
What's the correct title? The Kipu...
It's...
Youth...
Kipu Youth Council?
Kipu Youth Center.
Shout out to
Kipu Youth Council.
Shout out to the Kipu Youth Council. Sure.
Yeah, and, yeah, Kipu means eagle, by the way.
Okay.
So that's what I've been doing anyway. I've been staying busy, you know.
Shout out to the eagle. That's actually my answer to Showbiz's question earlier. If I was to reincarnate it to anything, I'd ask Jesus to make me an eagle if he was going to send me back.
As an eagle, then?
Yeah, send me back as an eagle.
Soaring high, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. But you better be careful of the shark, buddy. because I eat eagles too.
How are you gonna eat me?
I don't. That's true.
Lion shark. If you could jump high enough to reach me, you deserve to eat me. Seriously.
I would want to
and
be.
I'd be honored to be your meal if a shark could jump up out the sea, out the water, and snatch up an eagle out the air. Yeah.
If I came back, I'd want to be a black and white Siberian tiger.
Yeah, that'd be dope too.
Yeah.
That'd be dope too. Shout out to Siberian tigers.
Yeah. Well, the black and white ones, though.
Yeah, only the black and white ones.
I'd have to be either a dolphin or a monkey, because I'd still want to be kind of smart.
Not the monkey.
Yeah, haven't you always wanted a monkey?
Come on, now.
I wouldn't mind being a wolf either, man, around with a pack of wolves.
That's true, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wolves are cool. Animals.
Shout out to my pack of wolves, man. Eastside, Googie Click, what up, man? Shout out, you know what I mean? KG, O'Dizzy.
Where is O'Dizzy, by the way?
He's MIAO right now.
He's MIA, right?
Yeah.
Well, shout out to you, O'Dizzy. You know, we love you. And Kyle and Kenny, Kyle, you fellas, and
Kenny,
Joe.
You know what I mean? Shout out to O'Diz and Young Diz. You know what it is. A.K.A. Nephew. What up? You know what I mean? Melly, Morgan, all that. What
for
up,
sure,
everybody?
For sure.
Holla at us.
I got my buddy in studio as well. I got a friend. I'm not going to introduce him because I know he's a bit kind of shy. But, buddy, how you doing? Are you doing good? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Talk to you. Yeah, you can hear.
Yeah,
you
can hear me. He can hear you.
All right. If you get the inclination and you want to chime in, feel free to chime in too.
You say okay, cool.
It's not
okay.
Yeah.
12 views. So what we got lined up for the show today?
Yeah, guys. What's good?
What's good?
What's cooking?
Hopefully, we can get into a couple of interesting topics that I was thinking about this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You shared one of them with me.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us? Let's talk about this Beat Nuts concert that I missed, and I'm so disappointed
first
that
of
I missed
all,
it.
Actually,
I feel
bad about
no, man. I want to play a song first.
All right. Well, we'll play a song.
So you got something lined up?
Yeah, I do. I'm gonna play a song.
All right. Really. So we're gonna play a song, and then we're gonna be back to talk about the Beat Nuts concert as well as some very other interesting topics.
And toppings.
I also want to say that, you know, one of our topics might be kind of controversial, so viewer discretion is advised.
Indeed.
So, yeah.
We'll be back.
We will be back.
4 minutes or so.
And the proceeding in the following song may have strong content, so it's about 4 minutes long. Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
Changes and love changes and best friends become strangers. Pachangas. 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 Everything ain't love, love, cause if it is, my definition of love must differ here. I mean, every friendship has its differences, but these young bucks remind me of Pip and his. They had a good life, wanna see what the difference is. Some just wanna smoke, enjoy the privileges. He unwrap a cigar like it's a gift of his. He a funny little nigga like Eddie Griffin is. Between smoking and joking, then you got to live. So I gave him a chance, and that's a lot to give. You supposed to make the most of what you was paid of gross. I gave you bread and butter, you supposed to make the toast. 15 years, and now when we say what's up, the shit seem weird. But there's a question I prepared for you. How could you fuck the only people who ever cared for you? A thug changes. A thug changes, and love changes, and best friends become strangers. Pachangas. 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 A thug changes, and love changes, and best friends become strangers. Pachangas. Pachangas. There's a parallel path between friends and enemies. And whenever you cross it, you make frenemies. There's no remedies for these sick memories. My doctor said there's no cure for the Emily's. Had a crush on you, now we him and C's. We don't even talk no more, it's no biggie. I was so biggie, you was fake. I let you slide in my home, you was safe. I thought my ability to provide you stability was what was really G. Okay, silly me. I was Billy D, smooth Cavarilli Street. Billy she attract niggas like the Millie B. And I happen to rap, but something about this beat strange. Soon as I try to flow with it, the beat change. Never thought she'd change, but what you think's an upgrade really just could be a sea change. Love changes. Love changes, and love changes, and best friends become strangers. Pachangas. 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 A thug changes, and love changes,
become strangers. Pachangas. Pachangas. See, when the love is gone, then it's just BS left. Just niggas with chains on trying to BSF. That's when your ace boom coon, your BFF, Pachanga, like they was a PF chef. This is the danger. It just feels mystical. I miss the cool night sitting in the collo. Now it's like boo, we sitting in Apollo. It used to be all good, this shit just went mollo. And that's bad, matter of fact, that's sad. Cause when you lose a friend, it's hard to handle the loss. They do some big shit, gotta give your man a divorce. End up watching friends like Joey Chandler and Ross, you see. Most of these niggas ain't never love them. And these bitches just think whatever of them. So maybe playing dumb was kinda clever of them. Unless friends are your best friends, become strangers. A thug changes, and love changes, and best friends become strangers. Pachangas. 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 A thug changes, and love changes, and best friends become strangers. Pachangas. Pachangas. Pachangas.
Yes, yes. Bonjour. Bonjour. Yes, yes. You're listening to Youth
yes,
Now.
Now back.
So, that's my impersonation of KC.
Talk about whatever you guys wanted to get into.
It was a good impersonation of KC.
KC.
What up?
Did you like my impersonation?
Of what?
Of you.
I never heard it.
I said, I said yes, yes. You're listening to Youth Now on CKDU.
It was alright. It was alright. It was alright. It's more like, yeah. CKDU, 88.1 Youth Now Radio. Now, in fact, we in the building, Eastside, all day, every day.
See, I can't do that, though. My tongue is not as flexible and versatile as yours.
Oh, I'm not going to go there.
Oh, yeah. Let's not even go there.
Oh,
man.
That's another show, guys. That's another show.
All right,
or maybe it isn't.
Oh, she another show.
Okay, indeed.
If a show at all.
Yes, indeed.
Let's talk about the Beatnuts.
What about the
Beatnuts? Who are the Beatnuts, by the way? I mean, I'm sorry,
beat
but...
Beatnuts?
You know,
Beatnuts are hip-hop pioneers from the late 80s, early 90s, man. Yeah. Junkyard Juju and Psycho Les. You know what I'm saying? So they got like... I don't know. I don't even know how many albums they got. They got like five that I know of off the top of my head. And they've been, like I said, they've been pretty famous since the early 90s. So, I mean, but they've been underground at the same time. So, like, if you are a hip-hop fan, you'll know who they are. If you're not, you might not, but...
I'm a hip-hop fan, and I didn't know.
Well, you know that song, Jenny from the Block by Jennifer Lopez? She stole beat. She stole that beat from the Beatnuts. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have any Beatnuts in the house?
We got some Beatnuts music that we'll throw on in a second.
Play some of that later.
But yeah, I was at their first show, because they came in November, and shout out to them for coming back twice so quick, because you never see that with established artists coming to the Halifax area. They must have enjoyed the show. I didn't get to talk to them personally either time. Like I said, I missed the show this time around, but I mean, shout out to them because they tore it down the first time when they were here in November, and I'm sure they tore it down again. So shout out to the Beatnuts.
Yeah, show was really great. Joey opened, Ambition opened.
That guy's everywhere. Huh?
Yeah, he's doing a couple shows this week actually with Maestro. But
excellent.
Ambition, you know, before shows he's always telling me, if the show goes right, I might take off my shirt. He's been saying this for years. I'm like, word. You're not going to take off your shirt, man. I know this. You know that. He was feeling himself at the show. He killed it. He took off his shirt.
Oh, did he bring the house down?
Actually, there was a catwalk, and he was walking on a catwalk.
Wow.
And
no Ambition.
I told him after the set, I was like, man, you gained some female fans, but you lost a couple male fans. I'm like, I'm happy, you know, you did this, but it was funny because he was complaining about after it. More people took pictures when his shirt was off than when his shirt was on.
Shout out to Ambie's Ward on Facebook. When I find him, he's getting tagged.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Okay, but seriously, Glenn, what else happened at the Beatnut Show?
First
topic of the day, man. Let's get into it.
Oh, tricking if you got it. The first topic, I guess.
But tell me why. Tell the viewers and the listeners what you just told me. Yeah, the background of the whole situation.
I was at the Beatnuts show with a couple of ladies. they were friends of Joey's, so. And one of them was like, I only bring $5. I can get one drink. And she was like, oh, well, you know, go do your thing and go flirt with a bunch of guys and go get a bunch of drinks. And I was like, wow, I can't believe they just said that in front of me. And, you know, just it was kind of weird because I was like, wow, I can't believe they're this blatant about it. But the topic is a trick, and if you got it, can someone explain to the viewers what it is?
All right, well, we got to break it down first, because the saying goes, it ain't tricking if you got it. So basically that means that if you got money, it's okay to spend a lot of money on a woman to get her attention or whatever. You know, and I guess that would be the simplest form of it, if anyone wants to chime in to correct me or say I'm right or wrong or whatever.
Sounds okay.
Sounds about right? What are you saying?
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
That's the definition. Yeah. I guess the definition of tricking is spending money to get a woman's attention or affection or whatever you want to do.
I don't know, because there's like, okay, because there's like a definition and there's like the real actual definition.
Yeah, there's the real. So the real actual definition,
which is like, this is why I said parental discretion is advised. The real actual definition of a trick is if you're in, say, a gentleman's club and, you know, you get private dances or you spend money on a stripper type thing, or, you know, prostitution, whatnot, you're on the receiving end. That's tricking, whatnot. Okay, so
yeah, that's the real definition.
The lesser end, if you know, just to like buy drinks at the club on a girl, or you know, take a shop and whatnot. So yeah,
so there's a scale in terms of tricking. So the scale that Glenn is talking about, well, the example he gave was be sort of on the lower end of the scale.
Yeah, the lower end of the scale.
And where women would use their talents to get men to buy them drinks.
Right,
drinks and other stuff. But yeah,
such as.
I don't want to go into that.
Okay.
So, but earlier, as Marshall was saying the definition, earlier when me, Glenn, and Marshall were having this conversation prior to the show, I was like, no, it ain't tricking if you got it. You know what I mean? But as Marshall told the definition, I was like, actually,
yeah,
it is tricking if you got it. Like, if you're on the higher end of the tricking, like if you're actually in the club and you're tricking, then you're tricking.
No, but the reason I say that, though, it ain't tricking.
Whether you got it or not, you're still tricking.
The reason I say it ain't tricking if you got it, because no matter what kind of, I guess, relationship situation you're in or attention situation you're in, there's always going to be a little bit of a money exchange, you know what I mean, at some point, whether you take the girl to dinner or to the movie or something like that. And to me, you know what I mean, honestly, that's not tricking.
No, that's not tricking.
That's just, you know, that's been established for thousands of years.
That's just chivalry.
You know what I mean? That's chivalry, exactly. So there's a difference, right? But, I mean, when you're out there blatantly flaunting your money in an attempt to get the woman to want you because of your money, not because of you, that's tricking. And that's all I've tried to say about it. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if the more money you got, and if you got more money, if you're literally a millionaire and you're buying this girl cars when you know that, you know, the average man on the street can't buy her a car, you know what I mean? Like, that's tricking to get that woman. You know what I'm saying? That's the only point I'm trying to make. So if you got it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying too.
You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to, I mean, you know, the definition of the whole relationship game has changed anyway over the years. We all know that.
True.
But I mean, you know.
How has the relationship been?
I was just gonna say, you know what? Actually, it hasn't, because you know we're talking about hundreds of years ago when people were literally trading their daughters to the man from the other family for the farmer's land. You know what I'm saying? So, what has really changed? If you really want to get into it,
man, when was the last time you heard someone's daughter getting traded away for some land?
No, but I'm talking about how probably still happens in lots of places in the world.
It does happen,
outside of the North American context, we don't hear about that. But I mean, I'm sure it happens in different places in the world. And I was just gonna say, like, over the last however many hundreds of years, that happens. But how is that really any different than a man showing this woman, I got this much money, so you should come be with me? Really? So has tricking been established since the dawn of time? That's a whole different conversation. You know what I mean? But,
well, is it? I mean, ultimately, I think what I'm hearing is that this money and sex has been connected for a long time.
Oh, yeah, it's the oldest profession.
Right, well, yeah. That's the whole, you know, the prostitution issue. But I think, you know, I'm still trying to get my head around the issue, if you will, in terms of, okay, you know, this happened to Glenn at the club, right? And he was surprised. I guess, is that the issue for you, Glenn? The fact that you were surprised?
I was surprised.
That it, what,
you
what surprised
have been
you?
Surprised.
Okay, no, Becky's saying he shouldn't have been surprised. Why are you saying he shouldn't have been surprised, Becky?
Been surprised?
Because girls do that. Everybody knows girls do that.
I need some. Okay, why?
But is it okay for girls to do that? Is the question.
Well, if guys keep on buying them drinks because they're feeling them.
That's true. There's always that stupid guy who's always like, hey, I'll buy you a drink.
I entirely agree with that because I have the same conversation with some of my female friends about how guys treat women bad. And I'm like, there's only a handful of guys that really treat women bad, but as long as women allow, as long as women will allow that man to treat them however they want to treat them, like if every woman said, I'm not going to take this kind of crap, that man would either have to change or he'd be alone. You know what I'm saying? And that's so, I mean, this is the opposite. It's the opposite situation for a woman because a lot of women, or I want to say it's only a handful of women. Here's what I'm saying. It's only a handful of women that will take advantage of men in that similar way, like Glenn just said. But as long as men enable them to do that, like if a girl comes up to me and tries to get a drink out of me, you know what I mean? What's really going on there? Am I going to allow that to happen? You know?
I don't know, Marsh. Are you going to allow that to happen?
Oh, it depends on the situation, you know what I'm saying?
that's kind of like what I said. I was just like, okay.
If I buy you a drink and you drink it up.
Then,
yeah.
I think if the guy offers it, it's a whole different story, you know what I mean?
But
like, if a girl's not just like, hey, buy me a drink, the guy's like, well, you know,
like a drink?
If he's hitting on a girl and is like, oh, can I buy you a drink, you know?
Well,
that's pretty much what happens. But, anyway, I've never been in a club.
But
so.
I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, but it's another thing. Because, I mean, here's you know, I mean, for everybody who might not be familiar with the club scenario, you know what I mean? Let me break it down. The guys are in the club pretty much looking for women most of the time. That's pretty much how it goes down.
Marsh is going out there putting
everybody out there. I don't care. I'm the champ. I do what I do, man.
Hold on.
Everybody
the
knows.
The thoughts and views of the person speaking is of those of the person speaking and only man, those. And not necessarily of 88.1 TK.
Break it down, champ. Break it down, champ.
All right. I'm gonna put it out there like this, all right.
Guys who goes to club.
Guys generally go into club looking for women. However, and I mean looking for women, whether you want to, however, whatever extent you want to take that to, they're in the club looking for women, whether it's just to go to the club and look at them and be happy that they're in the presence of women or the company, or whether they're trying to find someone for long term or medium term or short term, you know. But anyway, so, you know, so a guy going to do his thing, and usually the guys are looking at the women and they're approaching the women that they want to talk to, you know. And usually, I mean, just a traditional thing, women don't generally approach men. So,
which is whack.
So, which is whack for one, but that is the fact. So, if a woman approaches you in the bar, you should already be leery off top that she might there might be ulterior motives
of ill repute.
So you have to really be on your P's and Q's. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, so to get back into the issue is, you know, like, so if you want to buy a girl a drink and you're that man trying to just foster the conversation or just enjoy your evening or whatever it may be, like Chris just said, you know, that's all right and that's cool. But, you know, that woman comes up to you and goes out of her way to try and flirt with you to get you to buy her a drink, and knowing that she has no other interest in you at all except for that $5 in your pocket that's going to buy her that drink,
that's
whack.
You see,
and as a man, you shouldn't allow it to happen, and as women, you shouldn't be doing that.
Actually, no. As women, I applaud the hustle.
Yeah. I respect the hustle, yeah.
I applaud your game. Seriously, if these dudes out here, game is weak, and they don't recognize game, then work game, run game on them. Real recognize real, man. I
do
that.
Believe in get yours.
I want to applaud that right now.
See, that's why I don't go to the club, because I got no game. I go into clubs and I want to jump up. Well, I want to listen.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, even when I wasn't married.
You would have had game at some point in time.
No, I never had game. Trust me, I'd be the guy in the club.
So what, Lillian had game and Lillian spit game to you?
Pretty much.
Really?
So she
swept you off your feet?
Pretty much.
Oh. Oh,
if you're listening, honey, am I lying? I don't know. You phoned in and you correct the story. No, it was
mutual.
Okay.
494-2487.
All I'm saying.
Two
is,
questions.
Yeah,
The Showbiz, aka Mark, did you have any game prior to the marriage?
I don't think I had no game.
And B, did you sweep him off his feet or was it the other way around?
Lily, call in and set the story straight. Yeah. But here's my side of the story that I'm going to give anyway. Even as a young kid, like around Chris's age, you know, 50, how old are you, Chris? 15?
Yeah.
14, around that age. Clubs were always very anxious places for me. I'd go there and I sort of was never really clued in in how to play the game. You know, I didn't have a mentor who kind of said, well, this is what you do and that's what you don't do. So I'd be the clumsy guy in the club, kind of like not knowing what the hell to do and just kind of, you know.
Spilling drinks on yourself?
Well, I didn't do – I wasn't that bad. I mean, it was bad, but not
just,
that bad.
You just like what – you wouldn't pick up on the obvious. Yeah.
That's right.
Like you would just be
– or I'd be – you know, I'd be afraid of rejection. That's another thing that a lot of men are afraid of, and maybe people don't talk about that often. But rejection, I mean, if a club is always – to me, it's a hotbed of rejection, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can imagine the amount of times no is said in a club. And yes, too, I would imagine,
yes
too. But
said a lot.
Is yes said a lot or is no said a lot?
My
Becky's like cracking up.
Hold on. I was going to say, no is said a lot more because once you get that yes, you're set for the rest of your evening, usually.
Really, yeah?
I mean,
you can't put your foot in your mouth at that point. There's no error that could be made once you've got the yes.
Exactly. Once you got the in, you're trying to work with that. For the rest of the time that you're trying to put in your work. You know what I'm saying? So
really, once you got the in, you ain't even there no more. Once you got the in, you're out.
Exactly. I wasn't talking about that particular in. But that happens too. But you got to be aware too. There's some people in the club, man. They'll talk to everybody, literally.
Yeah.
Until, like, there's...
Wide Earps.
Wide Earps. I see Wyatt Earps. Wide Earps, man. Wide Earps.
A.K.A. Wide Open.
Yeah, just mean they just do what they do and they're gonna do it, you know. They're just gonna be reckless, man. That's pretty much what it is. But I met
my wife in a grade 13 upgrading English class.
Really?
Yes, I didn't meet her in a club.
And that's good.
You should never meet
someone.
Break it down.
First seen her, right?
Yes.
Why that happened? Like, what was the situation?
Oh, I knew I was attracted to my wife right away.
Right away.
When I first saw my wife, I thought she was Lebanese.
Really?
Yeah. This is back in the day, right? I mean, this is, maybe 20 years ago.
So did you approach her? Or did you just like, okay, I'm going to play the cat and let's see what happens?
I think, let me see if I remember. I thought what ended up happening too, I think homework became an issue. And I ended up saying I'd do her homework for her.
Oh, you worked it out like that.
Yeah.
Study buddy approach.
That works.
That's sort of
study buddy approach.
The study buddy approach, yeah. And it you know, took her from there. I think she thought I'd be useful at that point. You know, this is a guy who can might be useful.
Yeah. And guess what? Apparently you've been useful for 20 years.
But Chris, you look like you got something to say, bud.
I was going to say, isn't that like tricking in a different way?
So I got played. Sobaz has got played. That's news. Wow, I didn't know.
Oh, put it out there.
I will do your homework for you.
I don't know. Is that?
You can't just be offered.
No,
to
man.
Everybody.
No. Yeah, it can't be offered. No. That, okay, Apollo. That's not that is in a way, shape, or form game because he's using the homework as an in
to be like, hey, let's
to get to break that ice. So yes. Now, if he was just out there recklessly, just telling every single girl he's gonna do his homework,
then that's
he out there tricking.
Oh, okay.
We gotta call her on the phone. Awesome.
Okay, we gotta call her. Hopefully, it's Lily. We're gonna see what's up.
And is she gonna set the story straight?
Hello, caller.
It's still beeping. Or not beeping? Oh.
You got call, and then you.
Hello, caller. Yes.
Oh,
okay. So.
Oh, I'm in trouble now.
Uh-oh, trouble.
We're gonna get into it.
My business up on the radio.
Hell, man, Showbiz went there, so we just ran with it. We just ran with it.
Well, I just had my girlfriend Deborah Shepherd call me. She's cracking up. She wants to hear the answer to the two questions.
What were the two questions?
First of all, I'll just remind everyone.
See, I was hoping people would have forgotten the two questions.
No,
but anyway,
no.
Go ahead.
Prior to the marriage, did Showbiz, aka Mark Benjamin, have any game? And second of all, if no, did you end up sweeping him off his feet, or did he learn something and sweep you off your feet?
Up in there, KZ. But no, Showbiz had quite a bit of game.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, I did?
When I first met him.
Uh-oh.
I never met a black man. Had deer curls. With a British accent.
No, that's true. That's true. I did have Jerry Curl. That's right.
Oh man.
Yeah. And part B was.
What was B?
Did you sweep him off his feet, or did he sweep you off yours?
Might have been a little bit of mutual.
Oh,
yeah,
mutual.
I think so.
The mutual
so.
Sweepment.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, thanks for sharing that, honey.
And also, what my friend wanted to say. How come you guys didn't mention Bugs Bunny about the cartoon?
Oh, yeah, Bugs Bunny.
What's up, man? Bugs Bunny and
Roadrunner.
Oh, and Captain Kangaroo. Yeah, Captain Kangaroo for real.
And Deborah also said she used to be on Romper Room.
Romper Room, too. Romper
Tell Deborah, how come Deborah's not phoning in?
I know, that's weird.
Tell Deborah to pick up the telephone and call in.
Wasn't it like the polka dot door or something?
Someone doesn't want Deborah to call in.
Anyway, you guys have fun.
All right.
Hello to everybody in the house.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, love you, honey.
All right, love you.
All right.
Do any of you remember Captain Caveman?
Actually,
it rings a bell, but I don't know if I ever really saw
I think I remember Captain Caveman in Underdog.
You know what we forgot, though? Fraggle Rock, man.
I said Fraggle
it
Rock.
Like Fraggle Rock.
But how about those space Martians? What do they call them again? What they used to call those guys?
Martians.
What was they called? Oh man, somebody better call in and remind me on that one. I mean, you don't remember them those guys again? It was a British show. Yeah. And they were on the moon or something, or Teletubbies.
Teletubbies.
Your daughter mentioned that.
Yeah. You don't remember Teletubbies?
Oh yeah.
That's
a British show, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's British producers.
But you got any Beat Nuts on there?
Yeah,
buddy. And didn't you say you had Jenny from the Block on there too?
I don't have Jenny from the Block, but I have the sample that Marshall.
Okay, because Jenny from the Block came down through the wire as a request, but if we ain't got it, you're gonna play the original. So yeah, that goes out to Bailey. So you cue the original
up, buddy.
But no, not the Bailey that you think.
Oh, who Bailey then?
A different Bailey.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
That was awkward.
Yeah, man. No, I ain't talking to her behind your back, dog. Trust
no,
me.
Hey, you don't need. Nah, that ain't, I'm not gonna say nothing. All
right, you got that queued up?
I got it queued up.
All right, so we're gonna be back with this conversation later, in about 3 or 4 minutes.
3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, cuz.
Watch out now.
Listen to the first verse. Hey, yo, my song's on. I gotta get my grub on some Toto. All the 3 buckets of Momo, we getting on though. Off the bus, you getting jelly. Pulling Momos off the look, you getting jelly. You wanna hate me? Cause your wifey wants an autograph. I'm looking her eyes. I can see she wants more than that. When I see fat asses, I make fat passes like quarterback. Beat nuts is all of that. Your shit quarterback. Open I'm dead. If you fooling with my cheddar. Hard rock ever since junior high. Swell, I fly fella. Taking my beats to make your crowd get up. I'm fed up. Niggas wanna bring it. Whatever. I'ma storm your parade. Blow your legs off with a grenade. Now you flapping like a mermaid. Gapping off with your cough and the lips while I'm at the bar. Bagging the bartender tips. Then I bag this chick with a high in the eye. She did the butterfly. Rubbing her ass against my button fly. I could already imagine my shit stuck inside. Every time I strike, haters be like that. Fucking guy. Joe, it's hard for you to swallow. It don't take much for us to let the metal holler. Let's throw some out of a old black and fire. Dog nigga only fuck with muchacha mala. Big Jew, dime lo coño, how we do?
How we do? Don't only love me, they love you.
What you gonna do?
What?
Nigga, what you gonna do?
Here's some Apollyon niggas who campaign to the killers who be loving the chicas and champagne. Thugs who get wild in the club and snatch chain. Players who be pimping the hoes with no brain. Front watch nigga get shot from close range. The most strange, crazy motherfucker won't change. Beat nuts forever die hard, you want pain? Cause you walking out of here breathing is insane. Flip a beat fast, you leave the club with a heat rash. You got a weak stash, came in the club with a free pass. I ain't even know they made a rollie for your cheap ass. Making me laugh, you was in jail wearing knee pads. Not a beat fast, gotten over your head, it's over your day. Range Rover, both of your legs, to both of us said. Platinum getting took this year. Cause for real, there ain't nothing but crooks in here, nigga. How's that, Joe? It's hard for you to swallow. It don't take much for us to let the metal holler. Let's go for old black and pala. Dog nigga, only fuck with muchacha mala. Big Jew, dime lo coño, how we do? How we do? Don't only love me, they love you.
What you gonna do?
What?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Get money, 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 get money,
Yes, yes, we are now back. Back from the break. What you guys over there chuckling about?
Well, because we knew you were going to say yes, yes. That's your trademark. You know that, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Man. Yes, yes.
Like Michael Buffer's, let's get ready to rumble.
That's right. That's Casey's trademark. Yes, yes.
Don't try and steal it.
Yeah.
No, I won't. Yeah. Anyway, we were just talking about the fact that I missed, like,
all of.
But, well, like, from why I don't know. Is it the Beatnuts? That's the name of this group?
Yeah, yeah.
The Beatnuts. Yeah, because I left England when I was 16, right, in 1983. And I was away for like 7 years. I was in Grenada in the Caribbean for 7 years. So I missed that whole hip hop era from like 83, like, to 90.
You missed the birth.
That's the golden age.
You missed when it was established.
That's what I'm saying. Because I can still remember when my brother came to visit us in Grenada and he came with the Public Enemy tape.
Yeah.
Like one of the first PE tapes. And when I heard that stuff, I was like, what is this? It was incredible to me. I can remember we picked him up at the airport. My cousin Carlton and I, and we were driving him home and you know, he driving him back to our place, and he was like, yeah, listen to this. And he put it in. And I was like, oh my goodness. That's when I realized that I had missed a whole era. I'd missed a real kind of a birth or something. But anyway.
And he was hooked from there on.
Yeah, I was, man. Before that, I was just listening to Calypso, Sparrow, the Mighty Sparrow. Don't drop that there. Pick it up there. Don't drop it. Anyway, Calypso stuff.
Yeah, don't drop it.
Don't drop it. Wine it there. Anyway.
Slow wine.
Yeah, that's right. Pick it up.
Pick it up now.
Caiso.
That big tune out here, team. Like Tim in the Air, big tune team.
We should do a whole show like this.
Calypso? Like Tim in the Air.
I got to bring some Calypso music for you fellas, for
yes,
you guys
brother,
to hear.
Yes, brother,
that's what I got to do.
Everything Irie.
Irie.
We like a big tune.
For sure.
Blah. All right.
Yes, all right.
I seen all a
left.
Video.
Mm?
On some blog, I can't remember the name of the blog, but they were just talking about how Canada doesn't support their hip hop artists like the US, and they used Drake as an example.
Who is an example?
Drake.
Mm.
You know how he kind of blew up in the States before he, you know, people knew about him in Canada, but it was only in Toronto. And then he went over to the States, started, you know, doing music with Lil Wayne, and now he's huge.
I think. In general, there's a number of cultures that aren't supported in Canada as well, because I think the sports culture and the entertainment culture both aren't fostered the way they are in the States or in Europe or any other really established country. I would say Canada's probably at the lower end of the scale when it comes to the money that they put into the CFL is an example. Why is the CFL? Yeah. Why does the CFL have 8 or 9 teams, or how many teams it got, and all of them make the playoffs except for like one? And you know what I'm saying? Like, no, but like, why? And why are these people getting paid the same amount I could get paid to go work at the supermarket? You know what I'm saying?
A lot
like,
of them have other jobs. Like,
yeah.
Well, the football players in the CFL.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Most of them are business owners, but like.
But yeah, so I mean, like, just the sports culture, the arts culture, and entertainment cultures aren't fostered as well from. Both private enterprise and through government foundations the way they are in other places. I mean, and it has a lot to do with, we do have a smaller population in comparison, but I still think that even with the money that's available, it's not being used to foster those resources. Like, we, you know, they're cutting these programs out of schools at an early level. They're cutting them out of the recreation programs, which is a whole different conversation, you know, and it's just not, these things just aren't being fostered. And I mean, that's just kind of the way it is. Like, you know, like, just say for example, Drake was on Degrassi for however many years, right? So I mean, if he had never been on Degrassi, but he was just as good of a rapper as he is now, he would never be where he is now. You know what I mean? If he would have been trying to rap and not have been on Degrassi getting that nationwide exposure, you know what I'm saying?
True.
Because I mean, there's a lot of rappers that, like, you guys know how I feel about his singles. I never listen to anything else but his singles, but I mean, I feel that there's a lot of rappers that I know personally that are better than Drake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Like, lyrically, yeah, he's more of a ladies' man. I think that's what his whole stick is going to be. Like, he's going to write for the ladies and pop champagne and stuff like that. But people are comparing him to like, Jay-Z and...
Arnest.
Yeah, they just lost their mind if they're saying that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
I'm thinking a lot of the market is for the ladies right now.
It is.
That's where the money's at, right?
Lies?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Women buy records. It's true. Yeah. It's because they don't buy drinks at clubs.
Seriously, so they take that $20 and they go buy plies, man. The New Testament.
But, I mean, it's interesting, though, because, I mean, okay, so
and the question that Glenn raised in terms of, you know, hip hop artists not being supported, that was what you were saying, right? Hip hop artists, yeah, are not really supported by the Canadian. I don't know who should support them. Canadian public or Canadian government or Canadian
everything.
I think it's everything, but I don't, like,
no,
I said,
real push.
I think maybe hip hop in general is supported less, but I think music in general in Canada isn't really supported either.
That was going to be my point.
Because I mean, you know, just think of new Canadian artists in any genre. Avril Lavigne, Simple Plan, and that's really it. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
But the only reason why they're supported is because, like, they're on American labels.
Exactly. So, I mean, the point is that, like, I think it's music in general, but because hip-hop is, you know, quote-unquote, the new music, the youth music, the black music, it's not getting the support that other music is getting. But music as a whole, so we're getting the smallest piece of the smallest pie, you know, if you're a hip-hop artist, you know, because music in general is not getting no money, and if you're a hip-hop artist, you're getting even less of that. So, I mean,
but there was a time when you could tell the difference between you. I don't know, years ago, there's always, you know, you always knew when you were listening to something that was Canadian when it came to music.
Yeah.
These days, I find you really can't, you don't know.
No,
and so
count.
Is that, yeah, I mean, yeah, and really some people might say, is that an improvement? Is that something better? Or
that is what we strive for, but
to just be the same as everybody else.
Basically, yeah, you don't want to, like, okay, before, when you can tell it was Canadian, it was more of a quality
issue.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now, you want to be able to tell they're Canadian because the lyrics in their song relates to Canadian issues or a Canadian place. But, like, if you just heard them sitting, like, heard them, like, if you, for instance, if you heard a rap song, and they're rapping about Scarborough, that's how you identify that they're Canadian, not necessarily the quality.
But does that mean then that Canadian music has improved? The fact that the only way you can distinguish it is if they're talking about Canadian landmarks or issues, or
yeah,
it's an improvement, eh?
I think so.
For sure. Definitely.
You all agree with that? Yeah. Becky, you agree with that?
Actually,
okay.
Why is Becky so far away from the mic? Did anybody see the new?
Got it.
Oh, yeah. You guys are sharing. Did anybody see the new Ghetto Child video?
No.
I've heard about it.
Oh, my computer's broke, and I keep wanting to click on it, and then I realized that my sound card's not working, and I want to strangle the people who fix it. I ain't gonna put them on blast on the radio because I ain't gonna try and get no one in trouble.
Doodads.
Why you wanna?
So my new computer.
Glenn. All
right. Yeah.
So what about the Ghetto Child video?
It's amazing.
Yeah,
they did it all in front of a green screen,
mm-hmm.
And it's probably one of the best looking Canadian hip hop videos I've ever seen.
Wow!
And all I do really
in Canadian history.
Shout out to Ghetto Child in the video,
yeah,
for sure.
Shout out to Ghetto
Child. I'm gonna go YouTube that. So. I'm gonna go YouTube that up.
We gotta get Ghetto Child on the show. It's interesting because over the weekend I was at what event was that? Oh, the Northern Lights.
My family seen you there. They're like, Sobaz was there. And I'm like,
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What's the Northern Lights?
It's an event. Apparently, it's an annual event. I think it's been around for about 6 years, Glenn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this was the sixth annual running of the event. Beautiful location. This is something for you guys to think about. The Relax Halifax piece that we've been thinking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not
Becky just woke up. Becky was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about that again?
but it's, in terms of location, the pit in the north end of...
Halifax?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful... Well, you can overlook the new bridge there, and beautiful location, and it was wonderful to be there, and they had a kids day event, and
everything was really good.
Free hot dogs and all kinds of fun stuff. Events.
Free hot dogs.
Yeah, the free hot dogs were an incentive. But I mean, why I wanted to share though is this tricks. what's his name? Psycho. Do you guys know Psycho?
No.
Psycho the Scotian Gangster.
That's right. The Scotian Gangster.
What up?
He was there. He was there. So anyway, maybe we got to get some local hip hop artists in on the show. Yeah. I'm thinking like Psycho, Ghetto Child.
You guys got local hip hop artists on the show every week.
I know we do, but we got to get more hip hop local artists.
Actually, we're gonna play some of that too.
Are we gonna play some?
What I'm getting a track.
Yeah, you are getting a track. But first of all, so what we're gonna do? I'm gonna.
Becky was gonna say something though. Becky, were you gonna say something?
I gotta do the weather though, guys.
Yeah, I was just gonna say PSA.
Okay, hold it. Okay,
I still got like half an hour.
Hold on, I got everything under control. Y'all just relax.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna show you how to do this, son. This is what's gonna happen. We're gonna hit them with the Canadian content with some Socrates.
Take that.
And then after that, we're gonna come back with the PSA/weather.
Wow.
And then after that, we're gonna come play another song immediately after that.
Immediately.
And then after that, some more combo.
and then
that sounds like a plan. And then it's food.
Yeah, Lebanese food.
Yeah, man. And then sometimes that's gonna be some Lebanese food. So yeah, man.
And you got to know the password if you want to get some.
Yeah. So okay.
And we don't know what it is, so chances of you getting that are very slim.
Track this track, next track by Socrates. Money Your Love is just, you know, is it Money Your Love? So that's the track that we're gonna go to. Track three.
An appropriate.
Very fitting. Yeah.
It's usually money.
Okay, so we out for a minute.
Let me tell it for a minute. Back at you now. Dollar bill, y'all. Are these the hardest shoes to fill, y'all? Take it in. As far as money's concerned, I'ma break it in. Your golden glove, too stiff player, break it in. Never heard a surplus. The way we touched was like two ticks. Who gets this business this much? Severed all my ties and burnt all my bridges. With the art of being broke, leaving y'all folks suspicious. Like, who's that? Cool cat, move back. Y'all focus on ones, I let two stack. I'ma prove that. The funk running my veins and finance running my brain. So they one and the same. My definition of success, keep it running for my rain. Acid is classic, stresses of the game. Moving past it, save it for with drastic measures. Turn the common paper chaser, seeking plastic pleasures. Smart card, my hard bargain, define pressure. The lowest I go is 50-50 split, no lesser. Ride with me, man, while we conquer this earth. Squeezing pennies out this thing called rap. For what it's worth, I'ma still get. I keep my change over there, see it? Never touch it. Besides my mind, she played the crutches. Ever since I got the know-how, sugar. No change for ya. I throw this brain to ya, foe. I feel some shame for ya. And break down, fess up, feel some pain for ya. A mile in my shoes will prove this ain't strange to ya. I see my world through the eyes of envious. First question, can he bust? For sure I can. Bet my motherfucking last penny know I can. Y'all niggas know it, the way y'all whole mic stands. Still do it for the love, my nigga. Stay above sea level, feeling the highs like treble. Even if the rulers fight fair and bezel. And rock that navy blue six, no time to rebel. In light of they riches, niggas still hitting switches. Before you throw your criticism, wash your dishes. The black magic rap lady got me fitting vicious. Swimming with sharks, hitting the charts, mind your business. I got the gold. Don't worry, don't bet ya. Is this money or love? Wild, wild, we'll get ya. Is this money or love? Don't worry, don't bet ya. Is this money or love? Wild, at my pen, thinking are we really friends or am I just fucking her, something like pretend, would I hold my honey tighter even if she had no ends, or turn the bitch out and cop the 600 bends. Oh lord, either way, she gon' bleed for me, and shake her ass worldwide and throw the cheese to me, from hoe to housewife, satisfying my needs. She'll do wonders for my hunger while massaging my greed. You heard me? We bring every last joint to his bloody knees. While she wax off, I get my wax on. Your hot 9-7 and your power 106, peep my property and throw Socrates and chips. I got the gold. Don't worry, don't bet ya. Is this money or love? Wild, wild, we'll get ya. Is this money or love? Don't worry, don't bet ya. Is this money or love? Wild, wild, we'll get ya. Is this money or love? Don't worry, don't bet ya. Is this money or love?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
And now, the weather.
Wham, wham.
So, currently, it's 18 degrees with fog and some light rain. Tonight, should go down to 16 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Tomorrow, going to be rainy with a risk of thunder showers. high of 21, low of 16. Wednesday, it's going to be periods of rain, high of 21 Celsius, low of 16 Celsius. Thursday, mixture of sun and cloud, high of 22 degrees, low of 16 degrees. Friday, high of sunny, high of 24 degrees, low of 13 degrees. Saturday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 25 and a low of 15. And Sunday, mix of sun and cloud, high of 23 and low of 14.
All right.
Nice looking weekend.
And now it's your PSAs. CKDU 88.1 FM will be hosting a radio an alternative media summer camp from August 10th to August 21st. It will start with one week of hands-on activities and training where you'll learn about the skills involved in producing radio pieces. Then you'll actually collaborate to produce an audio documentary to be aired on CKDU. There will also be guest speakers and field trips, plus the chance to meet some cool people. And it's all free. The camp is for youth ages 15 to 18, and space is limited. Applications for the program are available online at www.ckdu.ca. Call the 494-6479 or email Jane at ckdu.ca for more information. Oh, wait, what's the date today?
The 10th.
Okay, well, this is the last day for it then.
Did you get your application in?
Come on, Chris.
Get it in.
All right,
get
hold
it
on.
In.
The deadline.
I get it in.
Oh, wait, no. The deadline has passed.
Oh,
oops.
You can't get it in.
No, you
get
it in. But you can eat Lebanese food with us.
All right.
Yes, you're still welcome.
Anyway.
That is your food.
So, when was the deadline?
August 5th. Ooh. I just got to that part. Okay. Join us. This is another one. Join us September 27th for the 2009 Scotia Bank AIDS Walk for Life in support of people living with HIV/AIDS in Nova Scotia. Contact Laura Tooley at 425-4882 at extension 228 or email walk@acns.ns.ca to register. And the Katimavik Youth Program is starting a second Halifax project in October 2009. Katimavik, Canada's most important national youth volunteer program is starting a second Halifax project beginning October 2nd, 2009 to June 30th, 2010. They are looking for organizations interested in joining our existing partners and benefiting from the volunteer assistance of our participants. Would you like to contribute to youth development? Do you think you have the potential of providing volunteer work in your organization? More than 1,000 youth between 17 and 21 participate in the Katimavik program every year. For 9 months, participants from across Canada live in groups and stay in three Canadian communities. Founded on the principle of learning through volunteer work, Katimavik aims to develop young Canadians personally, professionally, and socially by providing them with opportunities to do volunteer work in diverse communities and acquire
competencies?
Yeah. In leadership, official languages, the environment, and cultural discovery and healthy living. If you would like to become a community partner, go to www.katimavik.org/partner and complete the application.
How do you spell Katimavik?
Katimavik.
Yeah.
Go do it.
Right now, we're about to go to some more Canadian content by in-house artists.
Mm-hmm.
You want to throw it to your own track, big guy?
Well, in keeping with the theme of the show, I figured, you know, it is tricking if you got it. I did this track to address that. You know what I mean? It's called Cutting Checks. It contains strong content, and it's about 4 minutes long, so just let the track speak for itself, man.
Okay. So, Youth Net Radio, we'll be back shortly.
Wimp, wimp. Don't forget to turn my mic off.
Yo, when I take a track and I lace it back. It's never whack, man. When Lash, man, who fucking with that? You fucking with Lash, and that means you fucking with Cash. I tell you how I'm fucking chicks who wanna give me that ass. It's not cause the cash or cause they heard the freak show shit. Before all of that, I knew how these freak hoes get. It's cause they heard that I'm packing the steel and I don't rap for a ref. The reference check shows I'm keeping it real. We relax and chill. Shorty wants me to hit it. If she rates higher than 8, you know I'm with it. Sometimes if she's lower, then we can get down. It all depends on how good that she make the shit sound. I'm the best, pound for pound and round for round. You know, blow for blow, in and out your hoe. Me and D roll up in the truck. Them shorties like, what's up? Let's smoke, we get drunk and fuck. And I ain't popping junk. In the club, I stay drunk. The name's Lash, baby, come on, let's get crunk. Yo, we make it happen. Me, you, and the captain. I want action, come on, it's no slacking. I don't smoke weed, but I got what you need. You can hit that shorty, then come fuck with me. Girl, and after sex, you wonder what's next. I can tell you one thing, it be no cutting checks. Yo, when night falls, my dog's out in the street. At night at the bar, we just trying to find some freaks. The shit remind me of my teenage years. Drink a couple of shots of mixed drinks and a couple of beers. I'm at the bar with my peers like cheers. We celebrating the weekend just because they let the freaks in. I mean, they let them out tonight and they is looking tight. And I'm just trying to get mine, alright. I'm trying to find one that's my type, but I love them all from the windows to the walls. So I find one and buy her a drink, settle down for a minute and kick the game like, girl, I think I wanna leave with you, baby, creep with you. I wanna sleep with you, baby, freak with you. I wanna take you home, get you in that zone. And once we get alone, you can get the bone. And I ain't popping junk. In the club, I stay drunk. The name's Lash, baby, come on, let's get crunk. Yo, we make it happen, me, you, and the captain. I want action, come on, it's no slacking. I don't smoke weed, but I got what you need. You can hit that shorty, then come fuck with me. Girl, and after sex, you wonder what's next. I can tell you one thing, it be no cutting checks. Next comes the morning after, hit you with the morning wood. Almost time to close the chapter before you exit. Talking about you wanna cook me breakfast, cause of how damn good the sex is. Wondering if I'ma buy you a necklace. Where my checks is, my mind's wandering onto the next bitch. Go digging shit, don't respect it. Call tomorrow, I won't answer or return the message. Trick on you, man, I'd rather kiss the walls when I can find another chick to come and lick my balls. This freak shit, always gotta be some free shit. What I look like, a G paying for some P shit. Not my wife, so I live the bachelor's life. This girl to girl, y'all think I'm a bastard, right? It's just the truth. Know that when I get with you, you won't collect off the shit that I produce. And I ain't popping junk. In the club, I stay drunk. The name's Lash, baby, come on, let's get crunk. Yo, we make it happen, me, you, and the captain. I want action, come on, it's no slacking. I don't smoke weed, but I got what you need. You can hit that shorty, then come fuck with me. Girl, and after sex, you wonder what's next. I can tell you one thing, it be no cutting checks.
Lash.
Yeah.
Lash is the champ.
Yeah,
believe that.
You know, I wouldn't be so bad if I didn't if I didn't have our discussion about lyrics,
that
lyrical content.
That is the jam right there.
Let's talk lyrical content real brief. Let's talk it real brief. Now, I mean, like the lyrical content is strong, right?
Yeah.
Is it intentionally so?
Yes, it was much intentionally strong.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know, myself speaking, sometimes I swear when I talk.
Yes.
I usually don't say certain things when I talk, and sometimes I do swear sometimes. But I think that it was intentionally strong to reach the people, because this is, you know, it's part of the language of hip-hop. And I think when you're talking about hip-hop, you're talking about being real. And, yeah, some of the things that I say in that song, I probably wouldn't exactly say in an everyday conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, to reach the people that are in my circle and outside my circle, I think it was a good idea for me to craft a song like that, and also to add to the flow of the song and to add to the, you know, just the rhyming of the song, because I like to rhyme, you know. So, you know, sometimes it helps, you know, if you can use a word that you may not normally use, whether it's a, you know, I guess a strong word or a, something that you dug out of the dictionary or, you know, or whatever, you know. So, but I think it was intentionally strong for, to help the flow of the song, and also, like I said, to reach the people that I'm trying to reach with it.
Understood.
I like that song. The song had like a storyline to it.
Yeah.
I told you, Lash is the champ.
For sure.
I wanted to talk about Edmonton before we go, because time is flying by. Yeah, I tell I wanted to find out, like, for you and Becky. I know you guys talked about it, or Casey, you talked about it on the last show. But a little bit about Edmonton, guys. Becky.
case?
Well,
Becky, you can begin.
It was okay. The ICN Ignite Change Now Global Youth Assembly. So there was young people, pretty much ages 30 and down, from all over the world, actually, from Bolivia, Argentina. There was.
I think I heard that there were youth from 33 different countries
represented at this conference.
Yeah. The Governor General of Canada was there.
Yes.
She didn't do much speaking, though. She was there. She kind of, you know, she said this introductory thing. And then there was a panel discussion, but she wasn't on the panel. So nobody really got to...
interact with her?
Exactly.
I did.
Well, you directed a question towards her, but she didn't answer at the panel.
No, well, I was the only one who actually directed my question towards her.
That's
though.
True.
Some people made a big deal of it. Actually, Becky, Marshall said that was on TV. He was actually watching it at a friend's house. But
yeah, I was watching it. I didn't get to watch it. It was Saturday night. It was on real late. I don't know why they would put something like that on TV at 1:30 in the morning.
Are you serious?
On Saturday, but... Yeah, I saw it. I think it would have been towards the opening where the woman from the John Humphrey Center and the other woman were up there talking, and I don't remember their names, unfortunately. And then another gentleman came on after them, and that was the only part that I saw because, you know, it's 1:30 Saturday morning, so I'm just going to let everybody use their imagination as to what was going on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but that's all I saw. And then it was just kind of, I put it there, and I was like, oh, Casey and Becky were here. Let's see what's going on. So I just kind of watched it for a little bit, but... Yeah, then got ugly after that.
Highlights, Becky.
Highlights, well, the Governor General did do, like, this b-boy dance type thing with the whole group because there were these b-boys there and trying to teach us how to sort of, like, easy, like, beginner steps to b-boy dance. And she was doing it. I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And, Craig Kielberger was there, and he's... really big on human rights, and he works in Africa a lot. Anyway,
what up, Craig?
He did a talk which was actually really, really inspiring and really...
Why?
Really informative. Well, he gives like these statistics, right, saying that pretty much, like, well, I forget what was the ice cream statistic for them.
We spent Europe alone spent $80 billion on ice cream alone.
Yeah.
$80 billion or $8 billion.
And that's enough money
in 1 year
to send like everyone to school, like all the youth to school or something.
So if we spend that money on sending kids to school in Africa,
yeah, like
rather
basically
than ice
saying,
cream.
Like it's not so much do we have the means to end world hunger? It's like, do we want to?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty much how we, like, that's the modern era. Because, like, by all means, like, you know what I mean? If everyone, like, if one person, like Bill Gates or anyone, just donated $10 billion just to, like, feed the children, then everyone would get fed. Like, if they would just, like make one, write one big check, or, like, say, if people got together and just wrote one big check, they could end world hunger. That's what people are saying that. Like, Craig Kielberg is saying, like, my organization, if we had that much money, we could provide every child in Africa with healthcare. Like, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you know what I mean? But no one wants to donate that much money. But as a collective society, you can spend this much money on things, frivolous things, such as ice cream,
exactly.
Lipstick, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cars.
And perfume.
Yeah, and perfume.
Things like that.
And hummus.
Also, there were a lot of workshops that we sat in pretty much all day, every day, which some of them were all right. Some of them, you know, could have been a little bit better, but it was all good. What else? I seen some youth that I knew from previous conferences from the UMAYC, Urban Multipurpose Aboriginal Youth Centers. So it was good to see them again. Let me think. Yeah.
That was pretty much, those were highlights for you, huh?
Those were highlights. Oh, and I went on the roller coaster in West Edmonton Mall. Yeah.
Did you throw up?
Nope.
Do people usually throw it when they go on that?
I do.
No.
Case, I just, you brought this up last week. Some of you might have missed it, man. I want you to enlighten them again on this multicultural festival that you said was out there, man.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
How could I forget about
Heritage
that?
Heritage Days. Wow. So bad. Brethren. It was the by far the most enjoyable multicultural fest I've ever been at.
Wow. It was the biggest festival I've ever been at.
Yeah. Maybe we should go next year.
It was I said last week, Leo, I never even heard of it. Leo was a country, and they had a tent there with people singing and dancing and giving. They had food for sale from Leo, and I was like, wow, Leo, there's a country I never even heard of.
Mm-hmm.
There were but a few countries I didn't even hear of.
And there were every country you've heard of, and plus some of the ones you didn't heard of, they all had
tents?
At least one tent there set up with a stage playing traditional music. And in the tent, there was elders of that culture cooking up traditional cuisines. It was something to see, man. It was really something to see.
Yeah, it was.
It made the Multicultural Fest in Halifax down here look like
a joke.
Yeah, like a prank.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously, it was like
it was so
20
big.
Times bigger than the Multicultural Fest. It was huge.
Yeah.
And yeah. Now, what I really liked was they had the Jamaican tent had the live reggae
yeah.
music.
Okay. And we were over there jamming.
Yeah.
So it was bigger just in terms of location or in terms
Both.
Of budget, in terms
Both.
Of people?
Both.
On everything, on every
everything.
Level.
Everything, on every level. They every level. Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the experience itself was...
It took us 20 minutes to walk around and see all the tents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nonstop walking straight 20 mm-hmm. minutes, not stopping nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To see everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, interesting. Well, maybe the folks at the Multicultural Festival could take notes festival.
We're winding down now. I want to play a song, so I want to.
Heritage Days.
Yeah, I want to shout. So, everyone, you want to start with the final thoughts and whatnot?
Yeah, we have 7 minutes left. Yeah. Okay. Who wants to start off with final thoughts?
You got the floor, brother.
You have 24 hours to live. What would you do?
If what? You had 25 hours to
live. What would it's I an do? Old Mace song.
That's a good question, though. I mean, ultimately,
who would you want to notify?
Well,
would you deny that your brother died? Yeah.
To be honest with you, it's interesting. I don't know what I would do. And that's a kind of a sad commentary when you think about it, right? Because I think it just shows you we don't really think about leaving this earth very often, most of us.
I know exactly what I would do if I had 24 hours to live. Yeah,
can
man.
You say it on air?
Yeah. I know exactly what I would do. Yeah. I'll wait for my final thoughts.
I want to put the chime in there. I'm not going to chime in on that. I mean, ultimately, what I will chime in on is just how much I enjoyed the show and how much I'm really glad to be back home with the Youth Now Radio family. And so this is a good hour and a half. I enjoyed it. So thanks for the time. People.
I'll go next.
Yes.
I like the show. I love the energy of the show. It's been really good, and I'm gonna eat some Lebanese food.
Oh yeah, I gotta forget. Yeah.
All I want is some rice.
Nice work. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Well, I had a really good show. Play my track every show. One of them. You know, I got like 30.
I like vampires myself.
Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
I like all my songs. You know, some of them, the sound quality ain't what I like. I gotta go back to the lab on them and redo them. But you know, I really feel myself when it comes to my music. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. But anyway, no, I had a really good show. I loved always talking with the people at home who are listening in, the people in the studio, you know, the family. You know what I'm saying? So it's always a good time for me. And like I say, and every day that you wake up is a blessed day to be alive. So, indeed. You know, I always take that with me everywhere I go. So, beautiful day. You know, happy Monday, everybody. And
it was a good day.
We'll take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Becky. I had a great time on the show. I always do. Always look forward to it every week. It's definitely a highlight of all my weeks. Perfect way to start the week, Mondays. Yeah, that's about it. Had a good show, and look forward to next week.
What up, Chris?
What up? Wow, man. It was a good show, you know? We threw in some serious topics, but we had some fun with it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I think you guys are going to like this food. Shout out to Mom. She knows how to cook.
Shout out to Mom.
Shout out to Miss Delaney.
Shout out to Dad, too.
Shout out to Mr. Delaney.
You know, everyone out there. Next weekend, I'm going to try and bring in another track. I call it Apollo 13.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Next week is your show, isn't it? I just was checking the calendar. The 17th
yes,
of August?
The 17th.
Chris's show.
That's my show. You should tune into that, you know.
For sure.
Apollo versus
all right. Well, just last little bit. I'm going to go ahead and say sign off, you know. Last but not least, if I had 24 hours to live, I would spend, I don't know, about the first... When I wake up until about the evening time, I spend that with my fam, you know what I mean? My close ones, my immediate, my mother, father, whatnot. Have, you know, breakfast, lunch, and supper with them. And then after that, from the evening time, I spend it with my buckies, you know what I mean? My dogs, my EP brethren, my brethren. And then from about, I don't know,
I'd say from about 2 until whenever time for me to pass. Actually, no, 2 would be over. I had 24 hours to live, so it would probably be over at 12, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It just depends on when it starts. So you can say whatever you can put it, whatever time you want to put it on.
I would chill up my brethren first of all, you know, have a few drinks and have a few, you know, whatever.
Yeah, no.
And then after that, I would just want to spend my last little bit with, you know what I mean, something soft. My soul is that special someone. You know what I mean? And I would just want to go with that. You know what I mean? Shout out to special someone. So that's what it is. So yeah. And with that being said, the last song for the evening on Youth Now Radio is going to be called If I Should Die Tomorrow by Joe Button. So yeah, it was a dope show. Always a dope show. Heavy topics. Didn't no one call in talk about Teddy Ruxpin, but if you want to next week, you can. 494-2487.
That's the number.
So that's the number.
Call my favorite episode was the one where they got shrunk down.
Same bad time, same bad channel. Yeah, and yeah, we out of here.
For sure.
Swing arrangement coming up next. Stay tuned.
I'm hungry.
So yeah, me too. I'm hungry
too. Let's go
eat.
Let's eat, fellas.
Yeah, let's eat. All the food.